This is VOA News. Hey, remote, I'm Krista Milton. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The vaccine from U.S. drug maker Moderna was developed with the National Institutes of Health. The FDA approved Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine for emergency use earlier this month. NIH Director Francis Collins told AP that the two vaccines work, quote, better than we almost dared to hope. Now that the FDA has authorized use of Moderna's vaccine, the U.S. drug maker is expected to hurry to deliver millions of doses for health workers and nursing home residents. They could arrive as soon as Monday. Meanwhile, at least 313,000 Americans have died of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. Brazil ranks second in deaths with close to 185,000. Earlier Friday, the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence received their first COVID-19 vaccinations. Pelosi received the inoculation from U.S. Congress and Supreme Court attending physician Brian Monahan. Pence received the vaccination on the White House campus along with his wife Karen and U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams. Elsewhere in the world, Slovak Prime Minister Igor Matovic said Friday he's tested positive for COVID-19 a week after he attended a European Union summit in Brussels. The summit is believed to be where French President Emmanuel Macron caught the virus. French authorities say Macron has left Élysée Palace and is temporarily working at an official residence in Versailles. And India has passed a somber milepost. Now, with more than 10 million reported cases of COVID-19, it has the second highest total number of cases in the world. The United States is first with 17.4 million cases. Brazil is third with 7.1 million cases. VOA News. The World Health Organization says its so-called COVAX facility has secured almost 2 billion doses of coronavirus vaccine, which will allow vulnerable groups and participating countries to get vaccinated in the first half of next year. The COVAX effort is meant to ensure that low- and middle-income countries are not shut out of access to vaccines to COVID-19 by rich countries competing for the earliest doses. Chilean health authorities say Chile's President Sebastian Piñera got a $3,500 fine on Friday after posing for a selfie with a bystander without wearing a mask. Chile has strict rules on mask wearing in all public places. Violations are punishable with sanctions that include fines and even jail terms. Pakistan charged on Friday that its arch-rival India was plotting to stage a cross-border military assault against the Islamic nation, warning such an attempt would destabilize the region with catastrophic consequences. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi cited credible intelligence information that Islamabad has gathered, saying it has been shared with, quote, important world capitals. He did not name any country, nor did he offer any evidence to support the claim. Qureshi alleged the Indian government was orchestrating the attack to divert attention from domestic troubles facing India and urged the United International community to intervene to prevent New Delhi from destabilizing the region. India has not immediately responded to the charges. Armenia on Saturday began 3 days of mourning for the victims of clashes with Azerbaijan as the opposition kept up pressure on the country's leader to resign over the handling of the conflict. More than 5,000 people, including civilians, were killed in Armenia and Azerbaijan when clashes erupted between the ex-Soviet enemies in late September over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. The war ended in November with a peace agreement that saw the Russia-allied Armenians cede swaths of territory to Azerbaijan, which is backed by Turkey. At least two people were killed and hundreds forced to flee their inundated homes in the Philippines as torrential rain triggered flooding and landslides in the storm-battered archipelago. That's according to officials on Saturday. About 1,500 people were forced to leave their homes on the major southern island of Mindanao as floodwaters engulfed 13 villages. That's according to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council. The Philippines is hit by an average of 20 storms and typhoons every year. They typically wipe out harvests, homes, and infrastructure in already impoverished areas. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.